Yulia, firstly, huge congratulations on that match. She's a very feisty, tough opponent. You must be very pleased to get through to the next round.
Yes, indeed, I am. Well, first matches on grass are never easy, and I know how hard she can hit the ball, and I've played her on hard court before. It was a tough match as well. So for me, it was all about somehow finding a way to win that match, and in that case, I think I did a very good job.
Now, the grass court season is so short. You're obviously here at Birmingham, then Eastbourne, and then Wimbledon. But in terms of the play on grass courts, do you enjoy it?
Well, before last year, I didn't quite because I didn't win a round for 7 years in Wimbledon. So that was quite not a good record. But no, since last year, since my good run at Wimbledon, I think I approached that whole grass court game a little bit differently than I did the other years, because there's all about that mental aspect. There are balls, you cannot do anything about it. But no, just in general, I do enjoy it much more because I think my grass court game actually is pretty good and pretty dangerous. So I should have played better the years before, but I'm happy that I did last year.
Well, we have to reflect on 2018 at Wimbledon, a semi-finalist. I mean, that was a phenomenal result and a phenomenal achievement. And obviously what you said gave you a lot of confidence.
Yes, definitely. For me, it was, just achieving that special, at that special tournament, something big. I think that made it a little bit more special because that was the least Grand Slam I've expected to do that well. Well, for me, it was always fourth round at the Wimbledon just in general. I think every Grand Slam fourth round, so I've never passed forward to the quarters. And for me, just to getting to a semi-final in a Grand Slam at that big stage, for me, it was just amazing. And obviously, you want to do it every Grand Slam that well, but in particular for me on grass, it was just a little bit weird too. No, but I was very happy and pleased. Obviously, this changes a little bit this year as well, just the way I approach to grass court, a little bit more positive in general then.
Everyone has some very special memories about Wimbledon as a Grand Slam, but for you, do you like it? What makes it so special for you?
I think every Grand Slam has something special on its own, because in Australia you have crazy colours in the faces, everything. They love sports. In France, it's different people who are cheering the way they cheer. In Wimbledon, you have this tradition. It's everything a little bit, like, let's say, stiffer, because it's all white, all plain. But that makes it also interesting, I think. And if you ask people just on the street, hey, do you know any tennis tournament? They say Wimbledon. So for me, it's something where I said, hey, wow, Wimbledon. It's something what you play for as a kid, and it just made it even more special.
This year has come with its challenges. Had some injuries at the start of the season. You've changed your coach. How are you feeling at the moment?
Well, probably the best I've felt in that season, because I started very well with a title in Auckland, and then I got sick twice and had a very bad injury on my neck, which let me suffer a little bit on my serve too, which is one of my biggest weapons, so it took me a little bit away. But now, since like 3-4 weeks, I don't have any pain. I feel very good. We had some good 2 training weeks at home. So I was very ready to go on court today, but obviously match situations are always different, and that's why I think this win today counts double, I would say, not only one win.
But of course, not just being involved in the singles here this week, but obviously in the doubles, winning your first round match with your doubles partner yesterday, Ash Barty, of course, winning the French Open. How did that partnership come about?
Oh, well, I know Ash since she's 17 and before she even retired for the first time. No, she's a lovely girl. We always got along very well, and it was always a goal to play together since she was 17. But she had a partner, a great partner, Casey Dell'Acqua, where they played already a lot of Grand Slam finals. So for me, it was always about waiting for the right moment. And well, then we knew, okay, I don't play as much doubles anymore, so it's not up to me. It's up to her if she teams up with Vika Azarenka. But then I saw she's not playing here, so I asked Ash, hey, you still want to go for a doubles? And she's like, obviously, yes. She was excited. But then I said to her, hey, if you have had enough matches now in the last weeks with French Open, obviously. No, she said, you don't get rid of me that easily. So no, we do have a great time on court, but also off court. We respect each other a lot, and I was very happy for her seeing this result, especially coming back from where she's been.
It's great to see you in the UK. The women's tour is very intense. You do a lot of traveling. We're only halfway into the year, But have you got in the back of your mind the Porsche race to Shenzhen? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've done twice Zhuhai, which is the second master. So obviously Shenzhen would be a great goal to achieve. But I think it's not the right moment right now to talk about that because I had a lot of things going on in the back of my mind in the last month. So for me, it's trying to get the right momentum, trying to get going, get as many matches as possible and get on the winning track. So that's for me more important, to work hard, to just improve my game than rather thinking about Shenzhen. Because if I do my work well, I think I do have a good chance to go Shenzhen at some point, and we'll see when it's going to happen. Hopefully it will. No, I do believe in my game, but I think right now it's more about focusing on the work I'm doing, on the matches I'm playing, and then we'll see where it ends.
In terms of Wimbledon, just a couple of weeks' time, as we mentioned, a semi-finalist in 2018, do you feel that you can get to that point, and if not further, this year?
Well, I think it would be a bit too early to say, hey, you want to reach a Grand Slam final or you want to win one. Obviously, it's a dream of every player who's on the tour. But no, as I said, every match which I'm winning and playing good, I think that's already a bonus for me, especially with the season I'm having. I think sometimes you need to accept circumstances you're having and trying to make the best out of it. That's what I'm doing right now in that moment. And as you mentioned, I've just changed my coach and changing as well some things there and working towards the goals. I think this needs also a bit time to adjust to the new philosophy, but also the new thinking, and just you have other surroundings suddenly and people are in your team who haven't been there before. So it takes a little bit time to adjust as well. So you cannot say, hey, and expect winning every match suddenly because this person is there. So good work always needs some time to get the fruits out of it, or how you would say it in English. So I would give it some months, but definitely, I mean, if you have played a semi-final, why can you not play it again? That's the question. And no, but I'm mainly focusing on doing my job well.